This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, so things that I'm hoping to hear from Nick Caley and D'Amico Ryans today. What are the chances we get good answers on these questions, Seth? Why this, just for Caley, why this job and not the previous jobs that you had turned down?
Yes, good question, Sean.
Do you think we get a good answer on that? I think that's an easy one to give a good answer to, right?
Well, it's an easy one, but he's going to be careful not to insult either of those other two places.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think you get a 100% frank answer.
Good point.
I don't think he's going to say, did you see the reports about Woody Johnson's kids? Hell no, I don't want to go coach for the Jets.
That's the real answer, too.
I'm going to go take a job with the Jets where I don't know if Aaron Rodgers, at the time I take the job, is actually going to be my guy or if I have to deal with somebody else. No, hell no.
Excellent point. Excellent point. So the quality answer there in terms of the percentage of truth we're getting is probably like a 5 or a 6 out of 10, I would say.
He's going to give you some answer about fit and why it feels right. And it'll be interesting. I think he might say something about his experience with Nick Caserio.
Yep.
And what he knows about D'Amico Ryans, all that stuff.
What about CJ? Does he get some love in that answer also?
Oh, yeah,
The opportunity to coordinate an offense with one of the bright young quarterbacks in our league.
Yeah, and I think that's where, I know one of the other things you want to know about is the CJ Stroud scouting report. So, yeah, maybe it comes up when he's talking about why he would come here if he's asked a specific question about CJ Stroud. Yeah, I think that this is another one where he might want to tread lightly because nobody ever wants to be in the position where it looks like they're trashing the predecessor. Yeah. But he's going to say, I think he'll probably say, look, we know we have to clean up the pass protection. And I think we've got guys that can do it. We just need to, get on the same page. But it's really, really hard to operate when CJ Stroud, his average pressure rate in any given game was what Pat Mahomes faced in the Super Bowl, and Pat Mahomes turned in the second worst game of his career. It's really, really hard to play good quarterback when you're under that much pass rush pressure.
So why this job? Give me your scouting report on CJ Stroud. I think the other one, and this may be a multi-question thing, as bad as the offensive line was. I mean, the offensive line, if we're listing reasons why Bobby Slowik is no longer here, Bobby himself certainly takes some of the blame on that just in terms of his play calling. But if we're blaming position groups or assigning a percentage of the blame to position groups, I mean, it's the offensive line and probably the tight ends in blocking in a runaway here. So my general question would be, what's the plan for the offensive line? But I feel like there's probably follow-ups to that are appropriate, Is Titus going to play left guard? That kind of stuff.
Right, right. I think as far as Titus playing left guard, he's totally going to say something about just being in the evaluation phase right now and getting to know everybody. I do think he's probably, or I won't be surprised if he says something about, using last year and leaning into what they were actually good at. And I think one of Slowik's weaknesses was in not recognizing and understanding exactly what they could be good at. So he wanted to, you know, hammer what he wanted the scheme to be, and it was just too late by the time he realized, like, oh, we need to be something else altogether.
Yeah.
And but there were like in the playoffs alone, there were some really good moments and drives where the run was heavily featured. In both playoff games, they had second quarter, third quarter drives where they just ran the ball down the field.
Yeah.
And the offensive line, especially in that Chiefs game on that 82-yard touchdown drive, they were driving dudes off the ball.
Yes.
Like, they were physically overpowering guys. So there's things to lean into. It's just, with Bobby, it took way too long to figure out that version of the Texans offense.
It's going to be hard for me to come away from this press conference feeling negative about Nick Caley. However, I'm looking at, you know, I'm just looking at our rundown, some of these questions I just read. Like, what's the worst answer he could give to, like, if they ask, like, why this job and not New England or the Jets? What if he did this? What if he?
I took this job simply because there's 32 of these in this league.
Okay. Like, that would scare me a little bit if that were the answer. Like, how about if we asked him, like, hey, give us your scouting report on CJ Stroud? And he talked about how, well, every position is going to be competitive. So, Davis Mills and CJ Stroud. I mean, this is going to be a competitive situation going into camp. That would scare me a little bit.
The David Culley old, like, if you tell your wife, like, hey, oh, you want me to tell you why I love you? Because you've got all the holes that I like. Okay. Yeah. But you know how to keep that mouth hole shut when you need to. Yeah.
That's the equivalent.
It's just like you're suitable.
Yeah.
I like women and you're a woman.
Yeah.
That's why I chose you.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're the one dumb enough to marry me. Yeah.
What's the adjective you would use to describe your significant other? Useful.
Gullibility.
Yeah.
That's what I like about her. She fell for my BS.
All right. Yeah. So D'Amico's gonna get asked about Bobby. Scale of 1 to 10, how good an answer do you think we get, and why is it a negative number?
D'Amico's going to get asked about Bobby.
Yeah.
And I think that I think D'Amico will give kind of a general statement about this. Is, you know what? I think we might actually get a good answer.
Really?
An interesting answer about this. Because I think he might also voice some support for Bobby Slowik. I don't think that all of a sudden D'Amico hates Bobby Slowik or
something. No, of course not. Of course not.
I think that it's, for me, I think that Bobby Slowik is a very smart dude. Does that mean that he should eventually someday be an offensive coordinator? I don't know. But I know that if anything, I think he was just too green for this scenario. There were too many lessons he hadn't learned yet about being an offensive coordinator in the NFL, and he just wasn't ready for this challenge. So I think we might get an interesting answer out of D'Amico, because he's probably going to be eager to say something positive about him.
Yeah.
But in doing that, you also got to acknowledge that, all right, but he wasn't the right fit for right now.
Yeah, yeah. We should point out Bobby does have another job. For those who weren't tuned in yesterday or just not paying attention to the job cycle, which I get, he is the senior passing game coordinator for Mike McDaniel in Miami. So he's landed on his feet.
He's going to be a senior in Florida. He can get discounts at the buffet starting at like 3:30 p.m.
Yes, yeah. Early bird specials out the wazoo. Mm-hmm. And Diggs, I don't care if it's D'Amico getting asked or Caley or both, but clock's ticking on Diggs. You know, the Monday is the day that they need to figure something out on an extension, and if they don't, his contract voids and the Texans get, boom, smacked in the middle, right between the eyes with $16 million in dead money on the cap.
We've heard zero about this.
Zero.
No leaks, no sources say or anything. The Texans play these types of things very close to the vest.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's notable that Stephon Diggs hasn't been saying anything publicly about it. I wonder, Stephon Diggs did everything right when it came to speaking to the media, interactions with his teammates, even when times were tough. I thought that Stephon Diggs was a model citizen.
Yeah.
And I don't know. At the very least, we know that Stephon Diggs doesn't seem to be agitated with the Texans for any reason. So maybe no news is good news in that regard.
Are you, not to shift gears too quickly, are you starting to get some of the results back on your big exam that the NFL did with you last week?
Not for another couple weeks, but I am getting, they just sent me the sleep test that I have to take, and I've never been happier in my life about an upcoming exam. medical exam. Because
why?
Unlike every other sleep test I've ever done where you have multiple tubes and hoses attached to your face.
Yes.
And they're like, just get a normal night's sleep. No. And I'm like, I don't normally sleep looking like an octopus.
Well, and knowing people are watching you all night too, if you go to one of those
I've never had
centers.
To do one at a sleep
lab. Oh, you do it at
I've
home.
I've done at home
you.
Ones.
I got you.
But you still have to attach. That's sure. even more stressful because you have to attach everything yourself.
Yeah.
This one is just, it's a little finger monitor.
Like they
it's like almost like a pulse meter on your finger.
And
I think there's something that attaches to my wrist and that's it.
That's it.
I was like, where are the hoses that go up my nose?
Right,
like,
right.
Unless you don't have to have them unless you want them.
Where are the electrodes that I like to put in all sorts of funky places? Yeah.
Yeah. Where's all the surgical tape all over my face
that
just comes off in the middle of the night and I throw everything against the wall?
That's really cool. If it were that simple, I would sleep test myself all the time just to make sure everything's cool. You know what I mean? Like
I might buy this when I'm done with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So they sent it to you. Okay. So you seem like you're doing great. So I wasn't asking.
Oh, yeah. I don't have it. Every sleep test I've done, I've been fine. I just, it's a free test, so I'll partake.
Oh, yeah, you're in radio, dude. If it's free, I'll take three, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And if you never know when something might pop up. I don't know. All of a sudden, I've got deadly sleep apnea. I'd like to know.
You had a birthday yesterday, a big birthday yesterday. Did you do anything good for your birthday? Or you?
No, I just generally try to ignore them.
Okay.
Well, 50's hard. 50's hard because people will not shut up about how monumental it is that you're turning 50. And I'm like, I didn't feel that way this morning. But now that you think about it, I'm reassessing my entire life, you son of a bitch.
Totally. You know how I celebrated your 50th birthday? By getting $297.10 coming my way, thanks to the... Have you ever done this before, the exercise with the controller's office where there's unclaimed property?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I had a...
It's fun.
It's fun. Amy searched it for me, and she texted me yesterday, and she's like, hey, it turns out you have four different accounts, and no monumental money or anything like that. But she searched this website, the Texas Controller's Office Unclaimed Property Division, and I had searched this a couple years ago, and there was some money in there, but the process to do it, stop me if you're surprised at that, I got frustrated like 10 seconds into the process.
You got to provide documentation that you lived at that address. It was like seven addresses ago.
This ain't worth the $28.94 or whatever. So Amy texted me yesterday. She's like, I think there's more in there now than the money that you ignored, money bags. And I said, okay, well, what do you need in order to get it for me? And she said, all I need is your social security number. So I thought about it for a while, hung up the phone, sat there for 30 minutes, said, all right, I guess I'll give my wife my social security number.
I gave it
to her, and she filled out all the forms. And next thing I knew, Seth, 10 minutes later, I had an email from the controller's office saying that my claim has been approved, and I'll have the money in 10 days. In 10 days, I will be $297.10 richer. And so you better plan, because I'm definitely not coming into work that day, man.
I did the same thing after I saw that you did it, and I've got about $250 coming from a combination of Florida and Texas unclaimed property.
Dude, I only had Texas. Good for you. Two states.
Morgan Stanley. It's Morgan Stanley in every instance. So I don't know why they didn't see fit to send a private banker to my house with a valise full of my $250. But at some point, I missed out on some dividend checks or something.
Mine was on two life insurance policies I had that were obviously like the kind that accumulate.
You're obviously
cash.
Alive.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
And then I had some money in a FanDuel account from like 8 years ago, $28.94, and then $5 from something called Block Inc. Maybe H&R Block is $5. So clearly, I was one of their whales when it came to investments. I'm surprised that they're not calling me on the regular to, get me involved in some hedge funds and whatnot with the $5 I had sitting there in the controller's office. Yeah,
yeah, it's nice. It's weird. I've lost so much faith in any kind of institution that I'm always amazed that, like, wait a second, the government's just holding this for me.
Big government. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Okay. Now they're not.
Some administrator definitely made more than $250 keeping track of this money all these years.
Yes, yes. For sure.
I want some.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? Okay, so John, you were asking me about this during the break.
I'm ready to start typing.
I think if you just put in Texas Controller's Office
with an isn't it
comptroller?
Yeah, I was like. I didn't want to be the jerk, but every time you said controller, I was like, isn't it comptroller?
It's comptroller. Do you pronounce it as comptroller?
I say controller.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you can say it either way.
It's your God-given right as an American to be
wrong. It can go either way, jerk face. So, Unclaimed Property Division is what you need.
I'm on it.
Both of you. It's a responsible thing to do.
What is my name again?
What's your social?
All right, so it's
nobody's listening. Yeah,
that's right. It's just us amongst friends. That's actually one of the funny things that happened yesterday. Is I got a call from a mom saying that she had gotten a call from someone else, like, "Oh, I love listening to Reggie on the air." And I was like, "Oh, that's right. I forget people listen to this."
Yeah, yeah, wow, big time, crazy. Big time.
The correct pronunciation is controller.
Ah! Oh, wow. Why do they spell it like that?
It says comp.
Hey, you know what they do in Florida? They make it fun. It's called Florida Treasure Hunt.
But it's one of those things
where you're like, well, like, you have to check to be sure it's .gov.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's no way they call it Florida Treasure Hunt. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Reggie's the guy that says,
what do I want to do on Wednesday?
That's right. Actually, my late grandmother absolutely called it Wednesday. 100%.
A Wednesday
in
February. Yeah.
That's me.
Okay, what's
unnecessarily
the,
pedantic.
What's
Let's go.
The over-under? Because you're going to search this.
I have it open. I'll search it in a break.
Okay, search it
there
in a break.
There are a lot of fields that I need to fill
Reggie,
in
what's
here.
What's the over-under on the amount of money that you think Lopez just has sitting around somewhere?
Oh, Lopez. Right? I don't think that he's gone back. And he's been around for a bit now.
Yeah.
That's another way of calling him old. I think that's it's
a function of age, for
all right,
sure,
so if we're putting
right?
the over-under, I'm going to put the over-under at 249.5.
249.5. I'm going under. John seems more responsible than that. Yeah, like I don't think. Yeah, I feel like it, and I feel like Jan's also.
Well, John hasn't moved as much as us. Usually, this is
only once in the last.
That's true.
Years.
Now that you mention it, the dates all kind of line up with something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Reginald, you're good. You can pronounce it either way. According
to
me.
That's what I said.
Yeah, comptroller.
Yeah, John said that as well.
This guy's going to be comptrolling everything.
Well,
today,
I'm here like
for a reason.
I feel like it's clearer
for a reason.
I feel like it's clearer if I say comptroller because you know exactly. If I say controller, you don't know if I'm talking about like an Xbox or whatever. You don't know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I worked at in college. I worked one for a spell. I worked at the university controller office, and it was actually spelled controller, which was extra confusing because I always felt like I was misspelling it by spelling the normal way that you spell control.
I feel like a controller, controller is like a. Like kind of like casual, like around the office, you know, like just kind of, you know, no tie or anything like that. It looks like casual Friday all the time. Whereas a comptroller, I feel like, has a visor, maybe some bands around their sleeves right there.
Holy crap. Has
an abacus or like one of those ka-chink, like, you know, ka-chink, cash registers. Comptroller feels a little more folksy and old school.
It does.
Controller feels new.
I say controller.
You do? Yeah, I do too. Because I try to connect with the new generation.
Alex Bregman's got a personal comptroller.
Does he ever?
He can afford that now, can't he?
Yeah.
Now, that's a guy that signed on Wednesday.
He did sign on Wednesday. on Wednesday, which Payne and Pendergast do not like. Yeah. Do it earlier in the day.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm not going to ask you guys about the Bregman thing because I'm guessing that's what's batting leadoff on the show today.
That is correct.
All right, so I look forward to listening to all of your takes on Alex Bregman.
No, the whole first segment is actually going to be us divulging how much money that we're getting from the
Okay, good. Yeah. You looked it up. Okay, good.
$60.
I bet it's...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, not that much money.
Okay, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye.
That's right.
$60.
My problem
is...
a
lot of kolaches.
There's 9 million John Lopez's.
Oh, so you don't know how to differentiate... Well, you can look at the various addresses, though.
I am. I don't live on Mendocino Drive.
Okay, that's good to know.
Ever?
How meticulous are these about? Because apparently there's a lot of Adatulas out there that have not claimed their money. Can I just take their money?
You need, is that possible? Eventually you need their social security number as well.
Okay. I feel very strongly that
I'm, there's a lot of money out here to be claimed.
That I'm screwed.
Yeah. Oh, really?
There's so many John Lopez.
Yeah, I could see that. Which one
there's
has
at
the
least
most?
There are 4,600 on LinkedIn.
Does it tell how much each one has?
Yeah. The dude on Mendocino has $445.
That's not bad.
Well, I got to get a hold of him.
Yeah. Or find out if he's dead.
Yeah.
How long do you think it would take to reverse engineer that social security number? You know?
Yeah.
This is true.
Good thing we're talking about this on the air.
That's right. We're not admitting to crimes.
speaking of all the John Lopez's on LinkedIn, John, you're the second one that pops up.
You're damn right I am.
Radio host at Entercom Radio.
You'd be keeping that one updated.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone who feels real good about their job.
With a picture from that is definitely from the Entercom days. Yeah, you have not kept this thing up.
It's not been nice to me.
All right, we call that looking sophisticated.
Thank
John,
you.
Is what we
Thank
call
you.
That. All right, Seth, antibodies and much splendor and glory with all your newfound wealth.
Yeah, I've only got 48 other states to check. Yeah, there we go. All right, not to mention Puerto Rico.
Ah, great point.
Yes, we are done. We're out of time. KILT AM, KILT FM HD2, Houston, an Odyssey sports station. That's what you're listening to.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.